producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, or you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, today I want to talk about cholesterol and all the misconceptions about cholesterol. I do want you to contact your Youngview associate and get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Disease Transmission, the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the book Rare Earth Bin Cures. And this will give you references, actually a place you can go look things up, because what I'm going to say to you here in the next few moments would be considered outrageous, okay? Well, first of all, cholesterol is an essential nutrient. It's raw material which your adrenal glands, your ovaries, your testicles make their hormones, okay? Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, adrenal hormones are all what we call steroid hormones, and they're 95% by weight cholesterol. You can't make enough for your body to make enough hormones, so you have to take in cholesterol every day, eggs, red meat, things like butter, cream, lard. You got to take these things in. People have been doing it for thousands of years, right? And the longest of people on Earth still yet do it today. Well, the problem came in. The demonization of cholesterol and saturated fat came in 1952. It actually all started back in 1901. The German Navy went to a German chemist by the name of Wilhelm Norman, said, look, we need a diesel engine lubricant. It's got to be smokeless, and we want to use it for our diesel engines for submarines. We want it to be synthetic. And so, to make a long story short, Wilhelm Norman used cottonseed oil, and he came up in 1904 with the right lubricant. Well, after the First World War, they didn't need it anymore. And so during the 1930s, Wilhelm Norman sold his patent to a British soap manufacturing company, and they couldn't sell it as soap. They wanted to use it as soap, and they couldn't sell the soap because everybody's making their own soap. Then after the Second World War, 1952, this company sold this patent and product to Procter & Gamble, a great soap company here in the States. And they couldn't sell it very well because still a lot of people in the mid-1945, right after the war, were making their own soap. I remember making soap with my grandma and my mom when I was a kid. And so they said, we got to use it somehow because we paid all this money for the patent. Let's use it as a cooking charning, and we're going to use it to replace lard and cream and butter and eggs. And we're going to have to demonize those things so people will stop using those, which they've been using for hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of years, and use this new product. Well, there's a guy by the name of Ansel Keys, who's a medical doctor. He was on the staff of the medical school at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. And he was also on the board of Procter & Gamble. He was also on the board of the American Heart Association. And he brokered a deal by which Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million, which doesn't sound like a lot of money today for big institutions, but back then it was a lot of money, in return for an endorsement of this new product to replace lard, cream, butter, and eggs for cooking. Well, they tried for some months, and they got a few increases in sales, but nothing really magical or dramatic because the American Heart Association was a relatively new professional group, and nobody had any idea who they were. They didn't have a lot of credibility with the general public. And so Ansel Keys again said, okay, we need something sexy here. So he created what was called the Mediterranean Diet as a sales program to sell this new product and to demonize cholesterol and saturated fat. Well, it turns out that this product's name was Crisco. And, of course, Crisco, taking the place of lard, cream, butter, and eggs, was the downfall of the American cardiovascular system. Okay, cholesterol has nothing to do with clogging your arteries. Saturated fat has nothing to do with clogging your arteries. It's actually caused by free radical damage, trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamides. I actually wrote the first major paper on that in 1971 because I was right in the midst of doing all these 20,000 autopsies with the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems, Marlon Perkins. And, of course, the book that came out of that's in the Smithsonian Institute. Well, the article I wrote in 1971 was published by Acta Pathologica, a great Danish comparative pathology journal. And what I had done was notice that wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains in Iran had 98% clogged arteries in their heart. And things like peacocks and partridges, birds from India, had clogged arteries in their heart. What is going on here? They're not eating hamburgers and eating eggs and butter. Where were they getting cholesterol and saturated fat? Well, it turns out they were getting the same thing that humans get when they get obstructed artery disease, not cholesterol and saturated fat, but inflammation. And the inflammation, of course, in humans was caused by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils like Crisco oil and salad dressings and mayonnaise and so forth, right? And in these animals, they weren't eating that kind of stuff. So how did they get clogged arteries? How did they get plaque in their arteries? And I did special stains and was published in Color, show very clearly that the plaque in the arteries were scar tissue, weren't cholesterol and saturated fat, were scar tissue. So where did these plugged arteries come from in the sheep and the birds? Well, they were eating stored grain, had been stored for 2-3 years, and the oil in the grain, whole grains, wheat germ oil, oat germ oil, rye germ oil, turned into trans fats. And it caused inflammation, which then the arteries found with scar tissue clogging the arteries. Get the book Epigenetics, Dead Doctors and Lying Rare Earths and Cures, and save yourself. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the MAR Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And it's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out on the East Coast with our friend Lois. Lois, you're on the air.
I have a female, 36, 129 pounds. She's 5 feet tall. No diabetes or cholesterol or asthma. No constipation. Skin problems. No allergy. No bronchitis. No arthritis. And no blood pressure. But she's been diagnosed, and I'm going to try to pronounce this, mammary dysplasia. It's M-A-M-M-A-R-Y. And the second word is D-I-S-P-L-E-S-I-A. Mm-hmm. And she had an ultrasound done, and if you want to know the findings, I can share that with you.
Yeah, go ahead and share the finding. Dysplasia means where there's changes in the connective tissue or the lining of duct surfaces. Okay. And the mammary is breast. Okay, so tell me what the ultrasound showed.
Okay, I'm going to try to bear with me when I can't pronounce some words. Okay, the findings was there was no axillary lymph nodes.
Okay, there's no axillary lymph nodes, which means there's no enlarged lymph nodes in the armpits, okay?
Yes, okay. And both breasts were increased of the echogenicity, E-C-H-O-G-E-N-I-C-I-T-Y.
I don't know. At any rate, I know what mammary dysplasia means, okay? This means that the tubes, the ducts that carry the milk out through the nipple are thickened and with connective tissue, okay? And the little ducts, the little glands that produce the milk could be thickened with this connective tissue. Now, this can be caused by simple deficiencies, simple nutritional deficiencies of vitamin A, zinc, these types of things, vitamin C. And so what I would do here is give this lady, at 129 pounds, I'd give her one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd get an extra bottle of the selenium so she could take three of those twice a day or two, three times a day, total of six a day. I would also give her the Immortalium. Okay, so we get stem cells to kind of rebuild everything. I'd have her take two of those twice a day. It'll be one bottle a month of the Immortalium. And then I would throw in the Niacin Plus, the ultimate Niacin Plus. I'd get her one bottle a month so she could take one of those at breakfast and one at dinner time. It's imperative she stay away from the bad stuff. That means no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Get rid of all the inflammation. And then, if she wants, she can use the CM Plus capsule. She could take two or three of those twice a day. It'd be two bottles a month. Or she could actually use the CM cream and just use that kind of as a moisturizing cream also to relieve any, if there's any discomfort any place, she could apply that specifically to the spots on her breast or chest where she is having some discomfort. And that will relieve it in about 15, 30 minutes. And the relief might last for 3 to 5 hours, okay?
Okay, now, if she has a financial budget that she's just real tight with her Dr. Wallach, what would you recommend that she start with if her finances are limited?
Okay, if her finances are limited, I would give her the, she could do something like the Ultimate Classic, the liquid quartz, right, and the EFAs. Ultimate Classic and EFAs, and I'd get her the CM creams if she has discomfort. Okay, so I would start her out, if she's really in trouble financially, I would give her the Ultimate Classic, one quart per month. That's an ounce a day. That'd be a half ounce of breakfast, half ounce of dinner time, tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner time, and one of the large bottles of EFA pluses so she could have three a day. It'd be, you know, maybe one with each meal, or one at breakfast and two at dinner time kind of thing, okay?
Oh, okay.
She'll have to avoid all the bad foods, and by actually avoiding all the bad foods, she's actually going to save quite a bit of money.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
My second question to you, Dr. Wallach, is I'd like to know your take on this new virus that is out, and it's afflicting women who are pregnant. And I know there are certain Caribbean
virus?
States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like for you to speak on that as far as, will that only affect women who are pregnant or women who are non-pregnant? And what products in our 90 for Life program that you would recommend for that?
Well, first of all, the story is not totally in. The jury is not in on this Zika virus, okay? It's basically kind of a low-grade flu kind of type virus. Upper respiratory thing, makes you feel awful, aches and pains all over, typical flu kind of symptoms. And the reason why they're concerned about pregnant women, in Brazil, there's 4,000 women who had babies with the same birth defect called microcephaly, where the baby's head is born like one-third the size it should be, you know, as a newborn baby, okay? And they tend to have problems with, maybe limited intelligence, may have some degree of retardation, kind of almost like a fetal alcohol syndrome kind of thing. So hang on, we'll come back and I'll finish this up on the Zika virus and pregnant women after these messages.
Stay tuned to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
I'm 55 years old. I've been in ill health all my life with chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, etc. And it all came to a head 2.5 years ago. My body deteriorated to the point that I was permanently bent over to the left with my left knee bent in and I could barely walk. My whole body was stiff. I could hardly bend my left ankle. I couldn't twiddle my left toes. I had no feeling in the bottom of my left foot. It took me 5 minutes to get out of the chair. So I'd been to doctors all my life and they could never help me. So I just prayed and prayed and prayed for, you know, to find some alternative, and I eventually found you. So I've been on your products for 2 years. The thing is, either 90% better or it's totally resolved. You completely changed my life.
Have doctors let you down like they did Allison? There is hope. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Find out what Dr. Wallach can do for you. 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks, a very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, we're going right back to New York. And Lois, we're going to kind of finish up this Zika virus thing. And the jury's still out. We don't know that it's actually causing these birth defects, but this was sort of proposed as a theory by the local doctors in Brazil. What I want to know is what these doctors there are giving these women for morning sickness. I want to know if they have a new drug that these women are taking. I also want to know if they have had rains and maybe something got contaminated in the wheat and all the bread there, and they all got bread mold and they got aflatoxin fungus in there, Aspergillus fungus, which makes aflatoxin, which could then be the cause of this. So we need to look at three or four things. This is just a theory that they're putting forth because they don't know what else, other questions to ask the events. But this microcephaly, this birth defect, occurs maybe 100 in every country every year, and we're talking about 4,000 in Brazil. And so this virus is all over the Caribbean, all over the East Coast of the United States, and nobody else is getting this birth defect. And so I question that theory. It may be true, but I question it. We have to look at other things, not be too completely happy with that theory. Okay? And in the meantime, women who are childbearing years, they need to be taking the 90 essential nutrients for at least 3 to 6 months before they get pregnant. I wouldn't be taking any medications or prescription drugs. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from drugs, street drugs, and that kind of stuff. We don't want any fetal alcohol syndromes. We don't want any fetal drug syndromes. We don't want any microcephaly caused by deficiency of zinc. I mean, that's possible, too. And so we need to find out what else is going on here, look at all possibilities, and not settle on this one theory. Remember, there's failed theories, thousands of failed medical theories every year, and they could give this virus to primates in a research laboratory and see if, in fact, it causes these types of birth defects in monkeys or chimpanzees. That would be very useful to see if it happens there. If it happens there, well, then it's probably true. But if it doesn't happen there, that's another failed theory, okay?
Yeah. And so, Dr. Wally, they mentioned something also about the virus coming from mosquitoes, or is that something else
transmitted by mosquitoes?
Well,
that particular virus could be transmitted by mosquitoes, you know, just like the parasite, you know, for malaria, transmitted by mosquitoes. Yellow fever is a virus which is transmitted by mosquitoes. So there's a lot of things that are transmitted by mosquitoes. Remember, Youngevity has a great product, which is an insect repellent. First of all, we've got the eucalyptus in the aromatherapy division. Okay, we've got our eucalyptus products. And then we actually have a dropper bottle. It's a brand new product for Youngevity. It's an insect repellent, and so it doesn't take any brains to put a couple of drops of that in your hands and rub that over your exposed tissues, your face and your neck and your arms and hands and legs if you're wearing shorts and things. And so there's lots of things you can do to deal with the mosquitoes, right? Use the insect repellent from Youngevity. And use the eucalyptus citronella. We have 4 different eucalyptus oils, and the citronella is the one that's legendary for repelling insects, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Wally, for sharing that information. I was very concerned about that.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking the question. I'll keep my finger on the pulse of that one, and we'll do some investigations, okay?
Okay. I look forward to getting more information. Have a great and blessed day.
You too. God bless you. Now, these are the sort of things we need to go back to the book, Epigenetics. And you go back into medical history and you'll see that when there was big epidemics and plagues, in the beginning, doctors would say, well, there's this god up on Saturn and somebody didn't burn enough goats to make that god happy. So we're getting this terrible epidemic down here on Earth because he wasn't happy. So we need to burn some more goats. And if that doesn't work, we're going to have to burn our neighbors. We have to up the ante and burn human being sacrifices instead of just goats. And so we haven't moved forward any. It's kind of interesting that when push comes to shove and doctors don't know much, they'll go to genetics, they'll go to autoimmune, and they'll also go to germs. When they don't really know what the possibilities are, they immediately say, oh, it's caused by a mosquito, born virus. It may be, but why would we have that same virus all over the Caribbean and on the East Coast of the United States, and we're not getting that birth defect there? There's lots of pregnant women all over the place, right? So get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, and you'll see why doctors make so many mistakes when it comes to these birth defects. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back with Leslie Doctor, the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jimmy, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to the center of the states. Let's go to Michigan and LaDon. LaDon, you're on the air.
Yes. How are you, Dr. Wallach?
Okay. How can we help you today?
Yes. You know, I'm connected with the people in Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Ball League, community leaders, I met the mayor there.
Yeah, the lead water company, or the lead,
yes.
The lead water place of the world.
Yes, and the people are crying out. They want to know, is there any hope? What kind of nutrients can they take? What's to be expected on a long-term basis? Is it true? Is anything they can do to prevent things from coming in the future, as a result? I know children, families, and as a matter of fact, they want to have a health seminar in the community there to have. I told them about you,
mm-hmm.
and of course, some of the ball players are on the rebound, so know about a little bit about you. And they want to know. They believe that you have some answers for them, and so I'm calling today to find out. Is there any hope? What can we do? And how
absolutely.
Can we speak to them?
Absolutely. What we need to do is two things. Number one, we actually have what we call Quanta water. There's drops, which you can put about three or four drops in each glass of water. Okay, in the meantime, they need to be using bottled water, not tap water, right? But what do you do for showers and baths and that kind of thing? So you can use the Quanta water drops. That'll help make water safer. That's the only thing I can say will help make water safer. And then we have the 90 essential nutrients, something very basic like the Healthy Start Pack, which is the OsteoFX Plus, the Beyond Tangerine 2.0, and the EFA Pluses. And so everybody should take that appropriate for their body weight to give nutrition to their body to make sure that their defenses are up, have their livers working, their kidneys working, their intestines working, things that are going to get rid of these toxic metals, particularly lead in this case. Then, specifically for a detoxifying agent, something you could take every day, because there's a lot of old lead pipes in Detroit, it's an old city. And so what I would do is have them take the herbal rainforest. It would be like a tablespoon per 100 pounds per day. And so you get a little kid that weighs 30 pounds, it'd be like a third of a tablespoon, okay, which is a teaspoon. And the herbal rainforest, it tastes like peaches. Kids love the taste. It's got 14 cleansing herbs and 78 minerals in there. In the Healthy Start Pack, the calcium that's in the OsteoFX Plus is kind of something that, if there is such a thing, something that can be a equalizer and reduce the negative effects of lead, it's calcium. And so this is where the OsteoFX Plus comes in. It's got, of course, a significant amount of calcium in it per dose based on body weight. You can get an extra bottle of calcium, take another ounce for an adult, take another ounce at bedtime with a glass of water. Little kids, give them a teaspoon of the OsteoFX Plus at bedtime per 20 pounds of body weight, teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight, and in some water. And this is what you can do. There are things you can do, hair analyses to determine if there's lead. You can look in the chapter 11 of the book, Rare Earths Been Cures. It tells you how to collect the hair, how to send it, where to send it. And you can get some idea how much lead is in the hair of an individual. Were they contaminated or not? So a simple hair analysis can tell you immediately. It takes about 2 weeks after you ship the hair in to get the lab work done, and then they send you back a computer printout on how much lead is or is not in the hair. So, you know, these are things you can do. And then keep me informed. We'll walk through this with you guys. We love Michigan, and we'll be there to help you. We'll be back with Leslie Doctorate for these messages.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and the 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go back out to the East Coast, the frozen East Coast, and Connecticut, and Clover. Clover, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
I have a question. I have a daughter who has four children. Three of those children have a disease called hyperoxaluria. It's a liver disease, and their body produces oxalates and destroys the kidneys, and, you know, and I listen to your tape or your CD all the time, and I keep thinking they need to be on this, but I don't know what to tell them because they can't have anything with oxalates in it. And,
I'm sorry, stop. They can't have anything with what in it?
With oxalates in it. With the
oxalates. Yeah, oxalates. Yeah, there's no oxalates in our products. Okay, so that's easy. So let's go back here. I got the first part of the word, the diagnosis, hyper what?
Hyperoxaluria.
Oh, okay. Okay, that means high blood levels of oxalates. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are these kids?
And it's in the liver. Now, one of them is 9. The other one is 16, and she was just put on dialysis because her kidneys are failing because of the disease. She's trying to get her on a transplant list for liver and kidney. And the other one is a boy, and he has had the kidney and liver transplant.
Already?
Yes. He had it. He was diagnosed at 5 months. So at 18 months, he got a kidney transplant. At 5 years old, he got a liver.
Okay. Now this may mean that, and this is not a genetic thing, although doctors may say that, it's not a genetic thing. Now, this may be one of those things that are called an inborn error metabolism. A mom is missing something during pregnancy, and it results in an enzyme being missing. Something's missing in the normal flow of physiology of the cells and their metabolism and so forth, just like type 1 diabetes or Tay-Sachs disease or something as simple as lactose intolerance, okay, or even sickle cell anemia. All these things are inborn errors of metabolism. They're not genetically transmitted, but they are a deficiency.
I'm sorry. They told them that it was a genetic thing between her and her husband.
It's not genetic.
Okay.
Did you have any history of that in your family?
No.
Does her husband have any history of that in the family?
Mm-mm.
No, it's not genetic, dear. Mama's missing something during pregnancy, okay, and it results in the failed formation of a system that produces an enzyme that breaks up the oxalates. So what we have to do is kind of treat these kids nutritionally as if they had something like, high uric acid, okay, almost like they have gout, okay? And it's really tragic that a six-month-old baby had a liver transplant. Did he have a kidney transplant also or just a liver transplant?
He had liver first his kidneys quit at 5 months. And
oh, my goodness.
He had dialysis until he was 18 months old. Then he got kidney from his dad. Mm-hmm. And then they found out what he had.
Okay, well, tell me how old is this kid now?
He's in high school, sophomore.
Okay, all right. And so, yeah, and this may be, an inborn error metabolism. Mom is missing something, and she needs to go on a gluten-free diet. All these kids need to be gluten-free, no wheat, no barley, no oats to maximize absorption of nutrients. And they're all going to need one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, and so per 100 pounds of body weight goes by body weight. And so you have to find out how much they weigh. If the littlest kid weighs 50 pounds, one healthy start pack will last them 2 months. Hey, you know, take a dose every day, because 50 pounds, because the doses are designed for 100 pounds. So it'll be a dose a day, and then cut that dose in half, so it'll be a quarter of a dose of breakfast, a quarter of a dose of dinner. If the kid weighs 100 pounds, it'll be a half a dose of breakfast and dinner. If the kid weighs 200 pounds, then it'll need two of the healthy start packs per month, a full dose for their breakfast and dinner. And you can start them out light, and, you know, just give them a half a teaspoon of something and let them try it and make sure they don't get all itchy skin or something like that. And so you can start them out light and just come at them and maybe take a full month to get them up to their full dosage depending on their body weight. And in addition to the healthy start pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight per month, I would also throw in the Immortalium. Immortalium, I'd go ahead and give each one of them two tablets a day. I think that'll be one bottle a month, two tablets a day, the Immortalium, and one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And they're designed to support healthy stem cell activity, kind of maintaining and rebuilding the liver, the kidneys, the heart, lungs, all the other tissues. But again, I'll have to look this one up, but I would just bet the ranch that it's not genetic, but it is something where mama's missing something during pregnancy, and all these kids are missing a particular enzyme to be unable to deal with oxalates. All right, and you find oxalates in everything from broccoli to spinach to things like asparagus, certain nuts and things like that. The oxalates are very widely distributed in food, and you really need to Google it. Oxalates, see natural sources of dietary oxalates. You can go through the Google and find out all the foods that normally have oxalate in them. And so celery is also a good thing to deal with oxalates. And so every day in their salads, they should have a little bit of raw celery. And that helps with oxalates.
Now, did you say it did have oxalates?
No, it does not. Does not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But spinach does, right? Spinach does, asparagus does, broccoli does. And so you want to Google.
They have a list. They know what's in it.
Yeah, okay, okay. So they already have a list they gave them. Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So at any rate, I would go ahead and go this direction and, you know, avoid the oxalates. And this is kind of like somebody who's got lactose intolerance. They got to stay away from dairy products unless they're going to take enzymes to manage it. And, you know, if they want to go to an ice cream party, they're going to have to take a lot of lactase enzymes. They have type 1 diabetes, they're going to have to take insulin, supplemental insulin. If they're type 2 diabetic, we can wean them off their medication because they make plenty of insulin, but a type 1 diabetic doesn't. So they're going to be on a little bit of insulin forever, although we'll be able to reduce their amount of insulin. Same with sickle cell anemia. That's not genetic. You can have a husband, a father, with sickle cell anemia, the mother with sickle cell anemia. You give her all 90 cents of nutrients, every baby will be born perfect because it's not a genetic thing, although doctors think it is. And so when they don't know what causes it, they automatically say it's genetic or autoimmune. And you don't have it in your family, the husband doesn't have it in his family, where did it come from? It's because it's not genetic. It's epigenetic. Wouldn't hurt for somebody in the family to get a hold of that book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Z Transmission, and read those chapters in which it talks about these inborn errors of metabolism that doctors point to and say they're genetic because they don't know the answers, so they just blame it on your genes so they don't have to deal with it. But this is a very interesting case. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, and keep us informed every couple of weeks, particularly in the beginning when you're beginning to supplement these kids. And again, I would start them out with just a very low dose, maybe a tenth of a dose of each product. Just add one product at a time, and that way you'll see if there's going to be any negative reaction or anything, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you one more time what she should – you said not to – you talked really fast – she should not be eating bran, and what did you tell me?
No gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, oats. No gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, oats. No fried foods. No processed meats. No oils. If I go too fast for you, dear, you can actually go online and go to docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com, and it goes into the good food, bad foods, okay? And that will help you out there, okay?
Okay, yes.
God bless. Keep me informed.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And so, again, everybody needs to have that book in their house to share with their family, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And Amazon became a bestseller in the subjects of genetics, epigenetics, and general medicine because it covers things that nobody else has experience with and nobody else knows. It's not like I'm smarter than anybody else, but very few people, I can't think of anybody, who has the same experience I do. Okay? And when you do... In one project, you do 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries and 10 million slides of special stains. You write 75 scientific papers out of all that and a book that's in the Smithsonian Institute, 1,200 pages that document all this data. You know, you have to know a little bit. So get a hold of the book, Epigenetics, and learn how to save yourself and your family, your loved one, your church mates, and your workmates. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed publishing health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the MAR Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Alberta, Canada, and Gordon. Gordon, you're on the air. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you for taking your time to help us out here.
Well, we love our Canadian brothers and sisters, and so welcome to the family. How can we help you?
Well, I have a friend from birth, about 4 weeks after birth, was diagnosed with, I don't know if I can pronounce it here, epidermolysis bullosa. And what it is when their skin is rubbed together, they form blisters. And is there anything that can help with that?
Okay. Let me ask you a couple more questions. How old is this person?
About 21 now.
Okay. And how much do they weigh?
About 110.
Okay. And no other problems, no asthma, no skin, you know, no constipation, diarrhea, nothing like that?
Not that I'm aware of right now, okay. No.
Yeah, you might ask about that. But, yeah, these sorts of things can be actually a birth defect if they were born with it, where they don't have all enough number of oil glands and things like that in the skin because mama was missing when the oil glands in the skin were being formed. Or it could be a gluten intolerance, so where they're not getting, not able to efficiently absorb all the nutrients necessary to keep the skin healthy. And this will be easily determined without a lot of tests and all that kind of stuff, biopsies and so forth. I'm sure, 21 years old, that the doctors have examined this person. Is this a lady or a man?
It is a lady, and should mention that her grandma had it also.
Okay. Well, it's not a genetic thing. So just telling me that her grandma had it, was this on her mom's side, do you know, or her dad's side?
Your mom's side.
Oh, on the mom's side. Okay, this is getting good now. Okay. And did the grandma or mom, grandma had it. Now, did the mom have any health problems that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All righty. But grandma had it. And so, yeah, this is, I believe, is a gluten intolerance. And so let's try going for a month. Or this young lady, is going to be drop-dead gluten-free. And everybody in the household, including the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, is she married?
No, she's not.
Okay. So anybody, if she's living with her parents or a brother and sister or a roommate or of sorts, or somebody else living in the house, dog, cats, bird, fish, dogs and cats and birds and fish tend to be a constant source that people don't think about when they get grain-containing dry dog food, grain-containing dry cat food and so forth, bird food and fish food that have grains in it. Now, this is cross-contamination, and even though they think they're gluten-free and staying away from wheat and barley, rye, and oats, which includes everything from beer and gravy and soups and meatloaf and meatballs, and so it's in everything, right? And so you need to get this girl gluten-free. No fried foods whatsoever, no processed meats with nitrates, nitrites, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam, no oils, no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats in any way, shape, or form. And then at 110 pounds, I would give her one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd go ahead and get an extra bottle of selenium because it has many cofactors in there to help the selenium work better, but it's also good for the skin. And I'd have her take three of the selenium, or ultimate selenium, at breakfast and three at dinner time. That'll be accomplished with one healthy brain and heart pack per month and an extra bottle of selenium. But also have her get the hair, skin, and nails. Let her take three of those twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month of the hair, skin, and nails. And let's see here. I would also get one large bottle of glucogel. And I'd have her take four of those twice a day. And that's going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the skin. All right. Well, call me every couple of weeks, if you would, please, Gordon, and keep track of this girl. Well, thank you, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. Great testimonies and questions today. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.